Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And you're listening to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I've got a question for you. Are you feeling weighed down by fear, anxiety, or emotional overwhelm in today's fast-paced world? Well, if you are, you have come to the right place, because this is what we're going to be talking about today: heart liberation in turbulent times on our show. And, you know, we are living in extremely interesting times. You could probably add some other descriptive words to that as well, but I like to call it interesting times because we probably have never witnessed anything quite like this ever before. And it is moving through us, around us, above us, below us. We're in it. We're being, you know, we're being pulled in multiple directions. And I think the issue at hand is learning how to stay grounded and in your heart space when things have gone sideways, basically. You know, what's happening in our world and the energetic shifts, they're all triggers. And I consider triggers as gifts, okay? It's never for the reason that you think it is, okay? It's not, you know, he did this to me and it triggered me, and I got triggered and I reacted. It's more like, okay, this event triggered me. There is a similar to feel whatever that feeling was, okay? And it's usually an energetic alignment to a similar frequency or vibration or essence of something that maybe is resonating within you to that particular frequency and energy. So it's an opportunity for you to kind of sit with what's going on and possibly go a little deeper within yourself as to why these feelings are coming up. Okay, maybe you're feeling guilt or you're feeling shame. It's not that particular situation that created this. It's something way deeper. So a lot of times we also have, you know, the triggers, feelings of heaviness, fear, and uncertainty. And it's highlights the signs that the heart is carrying unprocessed emotional energy: anxiety, irritability, fatigue, and emotional numbness. And when we are in that state and we get triggered, this is like our golden ticket for liberation and freedom. Okay, I know it seems counter to what we've been told, but when you become awake and aware of what is happening for us and within us, this is where we step into our power. Okay, it's about us trusting what we're feeling, not allowing others to silence you. And I think we see this a lot in job situations. You know, the corporate America, it's all about bottom line, bottom line, bottom line. And, you know, I feel that the bottom line, what had worked previously for the bottom line, is no longer an energetic match to where we are going with the bottom line. And so, you know, the definition of insanity is this: when we are doing the same thing over and over, or the same process over and over, and expecting a different result, we've kind of depleted that process. It's no longer working. We need to get a different process. We need to get a different way of thinking about things, integrating the feeling and the essence of it. And it's not something that it's just going to be an intellectual solution. It has to be integrated with the feelings, the emotions, the intellect. It's the full package. It's not a this or that. It's we do a huge disservice when we ignore the emotions, because that's a frequency, that's an essence, that is a radio wave that's constantly broadcasting. And when we ignore it, it sometimes has a tendency to get bigger and bigger, because it's trying to get our attention. And what we resist persists. So, you know, why is heart liberation important, especially in these days and times? You know, another question for y'all. Do you sense that your heart is holding onto past pain or unhealed wounds, blocking joy and love for yourself? That's something to, you know, look at. Because granted, we are all humans. We have all had different experiences. You know, we have experienced pain, unhealed wounds. You know, we maybe had a lot of joy and love in our life. Maybe we didn't. Or maybe you were punished because you were too joyful as a child. Whatever that is, we take on what's happening in our environment, and I want to say shapeshift, even mold ourselves or put on a mask to give the illusion that we are conforming, or even are part of what society wants because we want to fit in. Okay, it's kind of a sick type of patterning. So heart liberation is a conscious practice of emotional release, compassion, and self-forgiveness. And it's really not about, how could I say this? It's not about avoiding, but it's about embracing and transmuting the energy that is stored in our heart. Now, I work in a hospital and I assist in surgery, and I've done all different types of surgeries in my life and in my career. And it's really interesting because from an energetic perspective, I, you know, being more fluent in reading energy and frequency, I see a lot more behind the scene of what's happening than probably the average person. And it's interesting when a patient comes into surgery, because energetically I could see their physical body, but also their energetic bodies as well, and possibly what's going on. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of stoicism and a lot of trying to control, and I see a lot of disconnect from people's physical bodies. It's like the mind and the heart are two separate entities. Energetically, what it looks like sometimes, if a person's really in their head all the time, all their energy will be around their head, okay? And it's actually enlarged, where their physical body, the energy field is very close to their physical body, and the two are not communicating with each other. So when you're in your heart and your heart space, this is where you open the door for that energy to come into your body, so that you're able to work nicely with your intellect, but also trust your emotions and trust your intuitive wisdom that wants to come through and assist you. So, you know, I feel what's really important is that we have a lot of self-compassion for ourselves right now, because we are going through major, major shifts that nobody has ever witnessed before. And it's not for the meek of heart, so to say, the heart. It's really for us to really be brave, courageous, and step into the wisdom that is within us, that is wanting to come out and to help liberate ourselves. It's about having compassion, but more importantly, having self-compassion, which is compassion for self. And also having forgiveness, but also forgiving yourself. It's not about beating yourself up and taking ownership and responsibility for everything that's there, inclusive of things that are not yours to take ownership of. This is about you being clear about what is yours and taking ownership of how you participated in whatever, not taking ownership for the whole thing. So, like I said, liberation is not avoidance, but it's embracing and transmuting the energy stored in your heart. And when we have a lot of stored energy that's not positive in our heart, a lot of people start having conditions of the heart, like maybe high blood pressure or heart disease or maybe even pulmonary issues, because the heart and the lungs are related to each other and they work together. But when there is blockages in the heart space, sometimes we have the beginnings of heart disease as well. Okay, this is a little different than what we have maybe learned through, Western medicine and previous research and study. It's an energetic frequency. And so when the frequency is there and it's blocked, it cannot express itself. It's being stuffed, but yet it's energy and it continues to grow there, because especially for those of us who resist that or ignore it and pretend it's not there, it's like the saying, what you resist persists and it grows. So it's like ignoring it is only going to make it bigger. And eventually, by ignoring it, you might get subtle hints, like maybe your blood pressure starts going up, or maybe you have some chest pain, and maybe you ignore it or whatever. If you don't look at the underlying issues that created this for yourself, this is where it could be a little troublesome. Okay, so how can we consciously release emotional armor and step into a higher frequency of heart-centered living? So let's talk about releasing pain and fear. Some techniques for identifying emotional triggers and patterns are what we experience on a day-to-day basis. It could be as simple as you're driving down the freeway and somebody cuts you off and you're triggered. So these little, I want to say, gold nuggets of wisdom are there for you. And if you are willing to go deeper with that and sit with what is coming up, it's going to be so enriching for you and allow you to heal a lot quicker. So when, and my favorite thing to do that I've learned on my own is that when I am getting triggered, I need to, first of all, I'm awake and aware enough knowing that I'm being triggered. Okay. That's key. That's a key thing. Because the awareness allows you to make a different choice. Okay. Sometimes we just fly automatically in react mode and it's almost like a gremlin comes in and takes over. I get it. I had an incident that happened to me last week. I rarely get pissed off, and I there was no stopping. So letting you know, I'm still a work in progress myself, and it takes a lot for me to get triggered where I go into react mode now than ever before, but it still happens. So when we notice the trigger, what you can do is, okay, sit with the emotions that are coming up, because there's a similar emotion that you're experiencing in that moment with that trigger that somehow happened in another time and place in your lifetime. Or maybe for those of us who believe in past lifetimes, in another time and place in another lifetime. Whatever that is, I just invite you to sit with that and just feel the emotions that are coming up. You may need to get a a pen and paper and write down what you're feeling. And that's totally okay, because you want to get that out and you could see that plain in plain sight. And sometimes you will get a glimpse or a flash of where this happened, a similar reaction like this happened to you in another time and place. And no, that was probably the core wounding of where it started. And just allow yourself the grace to have self-compassion at that moment. And forgive yourself for what that is, and just allow yourself to feel the feelings that probably are trapped there. Once you feel them, it's as if it dissipates, it dissolves, and it's no longer having an effect on you. So I'm going to leave you with that to mull that over as we go on our first break. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll dive a little deeper into identifying emotional triggers and patterns. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. If this episode is touching your heart, please take a moment to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show. By every click and every share, every kind word helps this message of healing and consciousness reach more hearts around the world. And together, we create a wave of love and awakening, one liberated heart at a time. So we were talking about identifying triggers and some of the things that you could do on our show today. We're talking about heart liberation in turbulent times. And when we are triggered, it's, you know, I think each one of us has our own little mojo that we usually do, but whatever you choose to do, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Do what's going to resonate with you, that you're going to be, that you know that that's your go-to and you're aligned with it. It could be journaling, writing down your thoughts, beliefs, and what's coming up emotionally. It could be breath work, you know, or gentle movement. Sometimes doing Tai Chi sometimes releases that pent up energy. So we're going to dive a little deeper into tools and practices that can help us reclaim our divine truth and experience emotional freedom, even when, you know, things are going sideways, upside down, whatever angle, whatever. I know we talk a lot about self-compassion on my show, but it really is the foundation for heart liberation. How often many of us have been programmed either through our families, our culture, and even society that you have to take care of other people, and we're either shamed, guilted, or manipulated. And, you know, in areas where we probably have given our power away to that person. We're in times right now where it's really about taking our power back and, you know, setting boundaries, which is really important. And I feel that one of the gifts of self-care is self-compassion, where you're able to be kind to yourself and set boundaries. Treat yourself as if you are having a conversation with your bestie, your best friend, because we are learning to reacquaint ourselves with who we are, that probably we have never met before in this lifetime, or maybe we met in this lifetime, but we put it on the back burner. It's about coming full circle and reacquainting ourselves with who we are and that essence that we carry within our heart space. So important. I think forgiveness is something that is another foundational piece for heart liberation. And it's about carrying grudges sometimes, or the unforgiveness that we carry around. Sometimes for ourselves, we're hard on ourselves and we don't forgive ourselves, or we are projected upon and, you know, we take that on as ourselves and it's about beating ourselves up. Or it could be too that somebody did something to you and you're just holding a grudge forever. We do forgiveness for ourselves, really not for the other person, because sometimes the energy just gets stuck in our body and we relive and re-encounter that energy over and over, especially if we're like stewing, as they call it, or fulminating, or just thinking about things over and over and over and becoming resentful. It's about dissolving past energetic contracts that no longer serve ourselves. When we're able to forgive ourselves for being, you know, part of that or involved with that, it's very liberating, because I have news for you. The other person probably doesn't care. It's like we have allowed this situation to be housed within our energy field, and it's taking up valuable real estate for us. It saps us of our creative power. It also causes stress and anxiety, and also a lot of other trapped emotions. So, you know, the best thing to do is to, and I have this three-part thing, it's called, you know, the forgiveness process. It's like you ask forgiveness of the person, of the things that you've done for them. You've asked forgiveness of yourself for the things, the same exact things that you did to that person that you did to yourself, because you've done it to yourself. And you ask forgiveness for yourself, mostly because you've done the same thing to yourself. Okay, so it's like a three-part thing. And because so often we'll forgive the other person, but yet we're still harboring the unforgiveness within ourselves. Or we forgive ourselves, but we're still harboring, we don't truly forgive the other person because we're still, you know, corded to that energy. So I just invite you to look at that. There's some great books out there too. There's one called Radical Self-Forgiveness. And Radical Forgiveness and Radical Self-Forgiveness, and I don't have the author right now, but if you Google both those, you will find some really great tools to help yourself. So my other question to you is, can liberation of the heart transform not only your inner world, but the collective energy around us? And I'm going to say, absolutely. That is so true. Okay, we are energetic beings, okay? Everything we say, do, experience is energy, okay? It's our, even the emotions, even our thoughts, we are energy, and that influences everything. There's been a lot of work out there by Dr. Masaru Emoto, who passed away about 10 years ago, but he studied water, and labeling water and bodies of water with words, and that actually can change the whole frequency of that body of water, and that's been proven. He is definitely worth taking a look at, because I feel that he was way ahead of his time as far as energy and frequency and water, and as far as contributing to collective consciousness and how we do that. So when we work on ourselves, okay, or when we don't work on ourselves, we're contributing to collective consciousness, okay? So imagine collective consciousness as this big pool of water, okay? It's a good visual. Each one of us is a little pebble that puts our essence into collective consciousness. Now, our essence may be, you know, our awakened self or our not awakened self, but whatever that is, that's an energy and frequency. So when you drop the pebble into the water, there's a ripple effect that affects that whole body of water. So we are contributing to collective consciousness, whether or not we are energetically misaligned or energetic aligned with ourselves. Now, could you imagine if each one of us starts working on ourselves in a real positive way, how our little pebbles of, I'm going to say, frequency, because, you know, and we're working on the good stuff where we're getting more aligned with who we are and stepping into our power, it goes into collective consciousness, especially if you're coming from joy and love, adding more joy and love to collective consciousness. It's like the ripple effect. It cannot not affect somebody around you. And I think we've all had that experience where, you know, we have been in a room, and I know that's not a body of water, but it's a room, and you could feel the frequency in there of what had happened before and what, you know, maybe it happened way before. There might be, you know, that feeling that you feel like uncomfortable in the room and nobody's in there, or maybe it feels like it's fun and light. Next time you have the opportunity, walk into a room and just check in with your heart and just feel what you're feeling in that room. This might be a stretch for some of you, especially if you've never done that before, but it's a great way to start exercising that aspect of yourself, so you tap in more to the frequency of what is happening in the room. It's a vibration. It's like no words need to be said out loud. It's what is the thoughts, what are the beliefs, and what's happening. And, you know, we always have a choice. I just encourage people to embody joy, gratitude, and love as a sustained frequency. Yes, sometimes that in itself is going to stir the pot of deeper things that really need to experience love, joy, and gratitude within ourselves. And, you know, I invite you to take that on as a quest to, you know, be the best version of yourself and just ask the question, what would love do? So we're getting ready to go on to our next break. And when we come back, I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation and opening the heart to liberation. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we are talking about heart liberation in turbulent times. So see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I mentioned two books about forgiveness, Radical Forgiveness and Radical Self-Forgiveness, and they're by Colin Tippin. And you can find them on Amazon. So I highly recommend that, especially if you're starting to explore the whole concept of forgiveness. And self-forgiveness is so liberating. It's like once you're starting to work with that, it's like you get your energy back, you're less tired, and you have more creative ability than you could ever imagine, plus your joy and your sparkle comes back. All right. Well, anyway, we've come to the part of my show. One of my favorite parts of my show is I get to guide you through a meditation. And I really like to do this as part of my show because we talk a lot about didactic and informational type of things. And it's great to have that. But I actually love my people to have an actual experience, because once you experience, it's a whole different animal. It's a game changer for some people. So without further ado, we're going to just segue into this. So I just invite you all to just find a quiet and comfortable space where your body can rest and your heart can soften. And close your eyes gently and begin to breathe. Inhale slowly through your nose and exhale gently through your mouth. Again, inhale peace and exhale tension. Allow yourself to arrive right here, right now. There is nowhere else to go, nothing to do, only to be. And feel your body supported beneath you. With each breath, imagine your energy grounding down, down into the earth. And see roots of light extending from the base of your spine and the soles of your feet, connecting deeply into the earth's loving core. The earth holds you, nurtures you, steadies you. You are safe. You are home. Now, gently bring your awareness to the center of your chest, your heart space. Take a slow, deep breath into this space. Imagine a small spark of golden light glowing within your heart. Soft, radiant, alive. With every inhale, this light grows brighter. And with every exhale, it expands, gently melting any walls or heaviness around your heart. You may feel warmth, possibly a subtle vibration, or emotion rising to the surface. Whatever you feel is perfect. It's your heart remembering how to open. Now, silently ask your heart, what am I ready to release? Whatever appears, an emotion, memory, or image, simply allow it. Imagine that energy as soft as a gray mist lifting from your heart. With each exhale, see it dissolve into the golden light surrounding you. And gently repeat to yourself, I release what no longer serves me. I free my heart to love and be loved. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Forgive the past. You are releasing not to forget, but to return home to love. Now, imagine your heart shining brilliantly, golden and pink light radiating through your chest, your arms, your entire being. This light flows through every cell, dissolving fear, grief, and pain. It expands beyond you, touching your home, your loved ones, your community, the entire earth. Feel this radiant frequency of love and freedom. You are love itself. You are whole. You are free. And silently say to yourself, my heart is free. My heart is whole. My heart is love. So take one more deep cleansing breath, and as you exhale, begin to bring your awareness back to your body. Feel your feet, your hands, your heartbeat. You are grounded, renewed, and open. And when you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes and carry this lightness, this liberated frequency into your day. Your heart has remembered its truth. You are love. That you are whole and you are free. And thank you for allowing me to guide you through this journey of heart liberation. May this frequency of love continue to ripple through your day, touching everyone and everything around you. And we're getting ready to go on to our next break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we will wrap it up for our episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking today about heart liberation in turbulent times. And if you're ready to live a more consciously awakened your intuition and align with your divine truth, come and reach out to us. Join me, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, on the Dr. Dolores Show, where each week we explore the deeper layers of healing, awakening, and spiritual transformation. Together, we uncover the tools, insights, and energy practices to help you navigate life's challenges with grace and awareness, and to awakening that power that already lives within you. The time is now. It's time to step up. And if you're feeling called to go deeper, I offer private one-on-one sessions for those ready to shift their energy, release emotional blocks, and embody true healing. Through my integrative approach as a medical intuitive, nurse practitioner, and energy whisperer, we work together to harmonize the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your being so you can live in full alignment with your soul's purpose. And don't forget to join our community by signing up for the Dr. Dolores newsletter. You will receive inspiring articles, guided meditations, energy updates, and special invitations to our live events and conscious conversation. It's your heart-centered connection to wisdom, healing, and transformation delivered right to your inbox. So sign up. Go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll see a pop-up sign up for that. And, you know, if these messages touch your heart, please like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show with your friends, your loved ones. Your support continues to help us grow and to spread the love, truth, and healing across the world. Together, we're raising the vibration one heart, one soul, one moment at a time. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. So let's talk about some of the key takeaways on today's show. We talked about heart liberation in turbulent times, when sometimes it's really challenging to stay grounded because everything's coming at you in different directions. So emotional overwhelm is a natural response to turbulent times. And yes, we are in it, but it can be consciously released. It's about that awareness component and being aware of why that is important as well, so you can make a better aligned choice for you. Heart liberation requires acknowledging, feeling, and transmuting stored emotional energy. Remember, everything is energy. When we don't experience that energy, it has to go someplace, and usually it gets stored someplace in our body. And once we're able to tap into what that stored emotion is and experience that energy, it comes to ground zero and neutralizes. This is probably one of the most fastest and effective ways to do so, is just to feel.
Okay.
Time to wake up. Anyway, so self-compassion and forgiveness are critical tools for freeing the heart. Excuse me for 1 minute. I need to clear my voice. That alarm just scared the bejeebers out of me. So anyway, self-compassion and forgiveness are critical tools for freeing the heart. And they're also foundational pieces for us to have heart liberation as well. Heart-centered living enhances joy, love, and alignment with our divine truth. You can tell when you're probably not in heart-centered living when you're in fear, you're scared, and you're in react. Personal liberation impacts not only our life, but the collective energy field. And we talked a little bit about how we all contribute to the collective energetic field. It's time for us to really be aware of how we are contributing, what we are putting into the energy field, how we are acting. Are we coming from love, peace, and serenity and abundance? Or are we coming from lack, fear, stress, and control? This makes a huge difference. We want to be expansive. We want to ask the question, what would love do in this situation? So some closing thoughts to monitor and ponder on. Our hearts are sacred instruments capable of immense resilience, love, and transformation. By consciously releasing fear, pain, and old wounds, we create space for love, joy, compassion, and divine alignment. Heart liberation is not a luxury. It is a necessity for thriving in these times that we are experiencing now. So open your heart, let go of the past, allow your life to resonate with the freedom and light that you deserve. And remember, you are worth it. So I'm going to leave you with a quote by Rumi. The wound is the place where the light enters you. And that is so profoundly true. So, you know, we are all doing the best we can right now. And it's really not about beating ourselves up when we fall off the wagon. It's about picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, and continuing to move forward and realizing that we are perfect just as we are. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to grow and evolve. And as we continue to do that, just know that stay in compassion and forgiveness, and most importantly, stay in self-compassion and self-forgiveness. So when we are able to come to that place where triggers no longer trigger us, because we have worked through the underlying energetic blockages that are setting those triggers off, or, you know, within ourselves, we come to having more peace within ourselves. So I leave you with that, and I'm wishing you a very peaceful, loving, and abundant week. And stay tuned next week, where we're going to share some more to expand your mind, heart, and soul. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and I'm signing off. And just remember, you are worth it. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.